Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I remember growing up when the Dubliners would be on the telly and I'd think, I bet you now there's an awful smell off them with their badly kept beards and second-hand suits. That put me off Dublin men for life until Berna said she saw a survey online that said they're like wizards in the sack. So didn't I join up this dating app called Yous Cultures Don't Know What Yous Are Missing. Wow. It wasn't long before I was messaging this chap called Steve-o. I asked him if that was Steve with a no at the end and he said no, that's his brother. His own actual name is Steve-o. The Dubs are daft, but didn't I suggest we have an old meeting anyway this weekend so I can check out his wizard in the sack credentials? And didn't he suggest that I go up to Dublin and we could go to the football match in Croke Park? Cork versus Dublin. I said, grand, but I'm not going up in Hill 16. It's full of Dublin taxi drivers. And he says, I'm a Dublin taxi driver. And that was awkward for a while, I can tell you. But long story short, I'm going to stand on Hill 16 this Saturday and I'm dreading it. Do you think I should keep my mouth shut? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I have a cousin in Cardiff called David. We used to throw things at him when we were small and shout, David Doc. I rang him there and said, how would someone get a Welsh accent? He said, oh, don't bother, the Welsh accent is awful. I said, it'll still be an improvement, David. She's from North Cork.
It's getting eco on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, whose house is more airtight than yours. Fifi underscore A1BER started it all off when she said she fainted due to lack of oxygen in her huge villa last night. But it was worth it because her house is better insulated than a polar bear whose habitat is threatened by people with A2 ratings or lower. That's aimed at me. My kimchi cupcake side hustle is after hitting a lull, so we had to postpone our retrofit plans for a while. And now I'm the only person in the Douglas Road Stunners who doesn't have an A1. I asked Mike Hen how his mother is getting on, and he said she's much better after the operation. I'm devastated, as you can imagine, because the old bag's house is worth north of 2 million, so the minute she kicks the bucket, we can splash out in a heat pump. Anyway, that won't be this year, so I was wondering, is there a TV show like Room to Improve for tree huggers where the latest energy efficient stuff is installed in your gaff for free? Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang RT there and asked them if such a show exists. They said, why not go on Room to Improve? I said, because Cork people don't like taking instructions from Dubliners. Hashtag no thanks, Dermot.
Come here, what's the story with whiskey? I started dating this posh one from the Black Rock Road recently. The deal being, she doesn't correct me grammar as long as I don't mock her for sounding like she lives in Los Angeles with one of the Kardashians. It was all going well till I went out with one of our friends last weekend, a real knobby pub now, wall-to-wall beards, and not just on the blokes. Worst of all, an alarm went off when I ordered a pint of Foster's. The whole gaff started laughing at me. I never knew there was such a thing as a posh laugh, but there is. Anyway, I went back down to Joanne. I could see I was on my last warning, so I said I'd order an expensive whiskey just to play ball like. I'd normally shy away from the foxy stuff, you know. My mum's still not over the time I was throwing balls naked on the roof of the bus station. But this was gorgeous stuff, no? Particularly if you sip it, which I did before I got a lip and drank 14 of them, you know. Cue Dolcidoni, in the fountain, in the Grand Parade. How bad, like? So, like, is it possible to become a whiskey aficionado without people thinking you're a proper gourmet? Dolcidoni, Blackpool.
How would I know? Here's a joke instead. What do we call my cousin who swears that whiskey makes him into a superhero? Paddy Power?
Hello, it's Andy here. Recently moved over to West Cork. I get a lot of grief down the pub here for being English. More than I think I deserve, to be honest. By the end of the night, there's an actual queue of people lining up to educate me on all things like your famine and something called the penal laws. We didn't study these at school back home. It was more about brilliant inventions and outwitting the French. What do I need to know about Irish history? Andy, trim a league.
The only thing you need to know is that there are 800 years of oppression. Unless you buy round for everyone and we'll reduce it to 700 for good behaviour.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.